back to the Heart and Soul Summit. I am Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I'm so honored to be able to talk to you. And just so you know, we can edit if something happens in the process. Ideally, we won't do that, but, you know, just so you know, that will be okay.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I'm so honored to share these incredible women with you. I have the honor of knowing them. I've talked with all of them already in the past. I've read their stories that are included in this Heart and Soul book. And wow, I know that you are going to be so inspired by their stories. And on this summit, we get a chance for you to really get to know these authors, to see kind of where they've been, what they've lived, what they've experienced. And they'll have some lessons for you. They have something that will assist you on your own life journey of living more from that heart space. And today, I get the honor of talking with Ruth Plachet. She's a beautiful woman, and I'm so happy to know her. And I actually know her through her daughter, who is also a co-author in this book. And the two of them together, wow, they are just powerhouses and just beautiful women who just inspire me, inspire my soul. I'm touching my heart right now because that's where I feel both of them. And I'm happy today to talk with Ruth. So I am going to read a brief introduction of Ruth, and then we will get started talking with her. Ruth Hansen Plachet is creative and unique in her varied interests and abilities. She's an artist who loves gardening, a certified life coach, ordained minister, a BA in music, singer, certified in residential care facilities for the elderly administration, and licensed in cosmetology. Her life work grants individuality, mutual respect, and unconditional love. Her love for people and their diversity has led her to host more than 100 international students. The beauty industry has supported her dedication to allowing each person's need for acceptance through self-expression and personal identity. However, it is the value of authenticity as a mother of four and a nana to four that is her priority. And I'm so happy to talk with you today, Ruth. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine, Sue. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. You have such an interesting life, Ruth, and I'm so happy to talk with you today. It's, you know, the title of your chapter in the book is called Embrace the Process. And I love this title today for this interview, Searching for Lost and Buried Treasure, which is like, wow, it's kind of like I hope that's what people are trying to do in their life because it's really a cool thing. What do you mean by embrace the process?
Oh, that's a good one too. Embrace is such a buzzword right now. And I used it and then I said to myself, you know, really, what do I mean by that? But when I chose to get involved with this project and write about heart and soul, I knew that I was going to have to hold on really tight. I was going to have to wrap my life and my arms around this whole idea of being vulnerable, coming clear about what heart and soul means to me. And this came at an interesting time in my life because I was not functioning well at that point due to a debilitating illness. And anyway, so deciding to do it took me into a deeper place. I had to find answers to the meaning of these words. And I had to look face to face with myself, again, that sort of embracing quality. And this was the moment that I wanted to really see and know. I'd had that question in my life before, was, do I really understand what heart means? Do I really grasp what the significance of my soul is? So I wanted to identify it. But more than that, just identifying it in words, I wanted to attach a feeling and an emotion to it, because I knew that if it was going to mean something to me, I had to feel it. That's kind of the way my mind works too. And so there's something that I learned years and years ago is when I care enough about something, I will do something about it. And if I'm not willing, life will make me ready to do it. And so that's why I had to become a student of my own life experience. And I had to be willing to be honest and to identify an emotion so that I could begin to put myself in touch with heart and soul.
Yeah, that's so important what you're talking about. I'm thinking of, you know, embracing. And it's kind of like exploring, it's acceptance, it's so many things. So I love that you chose the title that you did for the chapter in the book, and it's Embrace the Process. And then the subtitle, it goes on to say, The Journey of Finding My Heart and Soul. And I love that. And I wonder if you could explain, what do you mean by finding? What did you have to find? Was something lost?
Well, I probably was lost for myself for a long time and didn't even realize it. And it's been quite a journey, no doubt. And when because what had happened was that I had lost, like I said, this feeling of a pulse or a sense of rhythm about life, this energy that my pursuit had been a lot of intellectual understanding, disciplines, externals. And heart and soul, I knew, were an inside job. They were an energy. They were a dynamic. And they are supposed to be out of what this resonance, this vibrancy that that makes our life work. Well, I didn't really feel that I had picked up on those things yet. And so what I was willing to do was to say, okay, I got to get a new GPS. And so what that said to me was, this is a God proposed scenario. And it wasn't, I had been on my own journeys, or, you know, God or guides, higher power, but I chose to say, okay, I need to be awake so that I can start to pick up on some clues. But I was looking, here I am at this point in my life as an older adult, looking back at my life. So I had to be willing to be open and trust this process, that it was going to work for good. Two things have always kind of communicated to me, and one is the wisdom of the scripture or the sacred writings. Like, I know that all things work together for good. And if I am on this projection of a God-proposed scenario, this is something that I'm going to trust is going to happen for me, because I'm opening myself and looking for clues. There's another song that, or there's a song that comes to me so often when I'm talking or thinking about something, a song will come to my mind. And this one came to my mind, which is from Les Mis. I dreamed a dream in days gone by when I was young and life worth living. But then the last line of the song says, life has killed the dream I dreamed. And boy, that had to come really home to me. I had to say to myself, wait a minute. There have been a lot of things that have wanted to stop me in my tracks. But I had to say, you know what? There's life on the other side of this. So don't let yourself get stopped from anything. But I think the greatest gift that I can give myself and others is a gift of time. Because here I have the opportunity now on this my search and rescue mission of finding myself and recognizing that I may feel like I'm in the woods. I may feel like I'm lost. I feel like I don't know my way out. But to just know that there is a way out, you're going to get through this, and it's time to just lean, embrace, walk one step at a time, and take the next step.
I love that. And, you know, there was one word that stuck out to me in all of what you said, and it was willing. You said you were willing to do this. And I think that a lot of people, you know, forget that you have to be willing. You have to be open to that. And that may be the beginning of it all, that whole embracing the process. I wonder, Ruth, how long did it take before you felt confident that you had found what you were looking for?
Well, it's not over till it's over. You know, and so, you know, I guess the time that it really kind of spoke to me more than anything was like probably midlife. My kids were all in school. I was feeling really confused and uncertain about a lot of things. Even though I was busy, I was working, and I was Also, as you had said in the introduction, I was host mom to a lot of international students, and my house was full of activity. But I personally was really feeling out of sorts about a lot of things. And so I sat down that morning to have a cup of coffee and sat down and just kind of looking out the back window and just thought to myself, what is it that I want to know for right now? And it was just as clear as could be. And I know that I've heard this from other wonderful inspirational speakers, but it was my time. It was my moment. And this is probably, who knows, 40 years ago. And when this happened, and it just said, Ruth, the most important thing is for you to not be stuck. And it was like, I just kind of jerked a little bit, like it was so clear. But what it did was that it gave me some hope. And so then I thought, okay, then if I'm not supposed to be stuck, I can begin to free myself from these shackles that I'm feeling, because the one place I knew I wanted to go was to find the freedom of being myself so that I could not have to feel like I was marching to someone else's drumbeat, but my pulse and my rhythm was coming from inside. So this was a new idea for me. It was a time of discovery of the continual process so that I could, let me refer back to the word scenario in the God proposed scenario. Scenario is a really good word to me. It comes from the Italian, which we did a lot of Italian when we were singers. But what it means is that it is an offer or a suggestion for a different plan. In other words, it's setting a new stage for yourself. You become the drama in your own show so that you are willing to look and you're willing to find yourself where you are. And it takes time, once again, the greatest gift that we can give ourselves. But it took me probably at least half of my life before I was even willing to begin to go on my search and rescue.
You know, and I believe everything happens in perfect timing and divine order, and obviously that was the perfect timing for you. You know, Ruth, I know when I read your chapter in the book, you talked about your family of origin and other relationships that impacted your process. How important would you say it is to look at these relationships as part of the process?
Well, the word relationship to me kind of sums it up, because as human beings, we are relational. We even learn from nature, the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom. They depend on another in order to propagate, you know, or pollinate. So for me, relationships are essential. And being a people person and looking at the idea of why do I like people, and I think I like people because of the uniqueness of the individual. But there is it seems to me that the developing life flourishes in relationship. Now, there's good ones and there's bad ones. And, you know, we learn that there are some good friends and bad friends. We learn even as young as kindergarten. But it's in these relationships that we discover tools. So of saying, okay, what do I do with myself in order to be accepted, or what do I do with the other? So this journey for me is about how do I feel when I interact with others? I had to ask myself that, because there were times when I feel really spontaneous and I felt accepted, and there were other times that there was something that was holding me back. And so this whole process of my journey of looking back over my life and checking out these relationships was I recognized that relationships, whether they were parental relationships, whether they were extended family, or they were sibling relationships, that those relationships developed my, I was developing my behaviors and attitudes as a result of the interaction that I was having with these people. So these kind of mold us and they affect us. And so what I had to find out in looking back, and as I'm looking at my life, I had to say, what was, I had to be honest. I had to find out, where did my ethics come from? What were my fundamentals for a healthy life? Where did my spiritual ideas come from? And so I feel that relationships are the most prominent part of our nurture, because they can enlarge our heart. They can give us wisdom. They can open us to conscious living, or by virtue of maybe some hurtfulness, it can shut us down. So most important, again, is to be willing to look at the relational situations in life, because it will assist in us determining our own personal ideas and beliefs about what we believe, but more importantly, why we believe it.
I love that, Ruth. And, you know, it's so interesting because you made me think differently about relationships. I forgot about the word relational in that process. Of course, it's about our life in relation to all these other people that affect our lives. And it's very, very important to take all of that into account. And, you know, so all this looking back that you did, Ruth, and, you know, I imagine you do it every once in a while. It's not like you just did it for this book, but it sounds like it was pretty significant for you to do this. Is that true?
Oh, very, very significant. In fact, when I was feeling so very, very ill, and it was amazing to me that I had to go through this whole last year of this body trauma and pain and itching, burning, stinging. But when I was in the middle of it, it was interesting because my younger brother had just written a wonderful book called A Process. And he had sent it to me last Christmas, and this is when I was just in absolute agony. And in his introduction, he was talking about the burning desire that we need to experience in order to experience change in our lives. So when I read that, here's my younger brother, and I just always loved and respected him so much in my life. And here now I'm saying, I'm looking back at him, our relationship and all of these things, and saying, he's saying something to me that I need for this moment in time. My body's burning. I want to have an answer to what's going on with me. And there's only, and so his whole instructions in his book are about this whole journey of looking back. And so it became profoundly significant because in looking at the environment of my life as I grew up, I could begin to deal with some of the feelings that I had. I could forgive myself some misconceptions and perceptions. These are profound areas, because the experience that I've had in quiet times of forgiving myself for everything that was coming to mind at that moment was the most freeing experience that I had. And so that's why it's significant, because with the feelings that I was beginning to discover, this new feeling of, yes, you're okay, it was giving me courage to continue to investigate any possibility, but most of all, the potential. Because it's like in the Chinese proverb, you kind of turn an obstacle upside down, and then you get a new perspective. So the obstacle becomes the way, wonderful book. And so that whole idea of seeing, turning adversity into an advantage, because here, this is that adversity that I'm experiencing right now, but the advantage is I have time to write. I have time to sort out. I have time to, you know, journal and do all of these things. I have time to pace the floor. I have time to think. I'm not working anymore. It's kind of, and you know, that was a shock to me. So the significance of having time to look back and accept retirement and accept the fact that, okay, this is, I'm going through stuff. I'm going to places and deep depths and darkness that I didn't know that I had, but that I knew that I was finding what I was looking for.
Hmm. And so, Ruth, that's great. I love that. And sometimes we need that time, right? The universe, the body, God will give us the time that we need because we haven't taken it for ourselves. So it gave you that. So in all of your exploring, discovering, all this thinking that you did, all this time you had for yourself, when did you feel secure in coming home to yourself?
Oh, I feel secure now. And I would say that security has been, that's been an inside job. And that's, sometimes it's almost a tough question, because when did I feel secure? Because there have been times in my life when I felt very secure. Things were looking good. Things were great. But if I'm talking about this inside job, when I really knew that I was moving in my heartbeat, I was moving with the vibrancy and the purpose from my soul, then the place that when I know I'm really secure is when I am at any given point on any given day doing the things I love. And yeah.
That sounds amazing, because that's it, right? That's what we all want, is that moment where we are at peace and we are in joy, maybe, about whatever is going on in our lives. That's beautiful. You know, Ruth, how has living your truth given you confidence to live in a new dynamic with yourself and others?
Well, living my truth more than anything has given me confidence, and I think we were just talking about security. Because this deep message of my heart is to know this true essence of myself, this person that I came on the planet to be. I'd had to look at my parents and the combination of them and what created me and being who I was, the environment into which I grew up. But then sifting through all of those things and looking then in the sifter at my life and seeing me, seeing the truth of my heart and soul, it allowed me to find a new devotion, because I was a person of commitment and devotion most of my life. But it created a new integrity of being totally 100% congruent with myself. With myself, it almost makes me want to weep. And ultimately, I wanted to now share this good news and encourage other people, because everybody's got a story. And so living my truth has given me a greater desire for service. I'm a person that has been a caregiver and a service person all my life, but this is from a new place in me. This is like, I have something that I want to share with you, because I know if you go through the tough times, you're going to find that glorious sunrise where you're going to say, whoa, you know, I see the light. I see the brightness. I'm there. I'm feeling the pulse. I'm feeling the heartbeat of my life. So that's what gives me the confidence.
I love that. You know, Ruth, here's the thing. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, gosh, I think it would be so valuable for everybody to look back on their own life. Would you recommend that? And how do you think somebody can start if that's what they want to do?
Oh, I definitely recommend it. And the way I started was I just got a notebook, and I set aside time every day. And I started back from when I was born, you know, wrote about my parents, wrote about everything that I knew. And then I just took myself through my life, you know, in increments of time. Because once again, the gift of time is the best gift we give. We take time out in order to investigate, and we look back over time. And there's another wonderful song, The Hands of Time. If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd hold them in my hand and they'd not grow cold. It's a wonderful song called Brian's Song. I just think about the amazing experience that I had by starting from the beginning and just walking through as much as I could remember. Sometimes pictures, looking at scrapbooks or pictures that you have, will bring back other memories. It's very healthy.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And I'm betting right now that you're inspiring lots of people to do that. So thank you for sharing that. So, Ruth, I know that there are some people out there that might want to hear more from you. You're very interesting and inspiring to me, and you're getting me excited about certain things. I know that there will be people that would like to hear more from you. And I know you have some gifts that you would like to offer to them. So could you please tell us about what that is and also how they can receive that?
Oh, thank you. I will do that. The best way to get in touch with me is by email, and that is ruthe36@yahoo.com. You're certainly welcome to call me on the phone, but email is really better. And what I would propose to you is that you, if you are thinking of something that you're struggling with, something that you, a triumph that you want to share, anything that you may be, has my ideas have brought up a question in your mind, send me an email. Let me know what you're thinking about. And what I will do is respond with a personal letter to you that I will send by regular mail. And I will personalize my answer from my personal experience, or I will personalize, not that I'm answering a question, or just some input or another insight or whatever I think is appropriate. And I want to, I have written so much over the years, and it is time for me to be able to get those things out and share them with you if you want it.
That's great. I love that. And so, Ruth, tell us one more time, what is your email address?
Oh, my email, ruthe36@yahoo.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. What a wonderful gift, a personalized message for you from Ruth. So I hope that you listeners will take advantage of that and reach out to Ruth. She is just an awesome woman of inspiration. I've so enjoyed getting to know her. And Ruth, I really have enjoyed getting to know you. I've enjoyed talking with you whenever we have that chance. And I love your story in the book. I know it's going to touch hearts of people who read it. And today has been eye-opening for me and really just, you know, heart-opening, I will say. I feel like my heart has expanded. So thank you so much for being a part of this whole process.
It's been my pleasure. You've given me the gift of my life.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. That's so nice to hear you say that. That's beautiful. Touching my heart right now and sending love to you. And listeners, I'm doing the same for you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for opening up your heart. Thank you for living that life that is inspired and that you are out there touching people. And I appreciate that so much. I'm so happy that you're listening to this summit. So happy that you're reading that ebook of beautiful tips that our authors have put together for you and gave you as their gift. And also, I really hope that you will buy this book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, which is November 14th. So be sure to visit our website. We will send an email reminder to you about that, and you'll also have access to lots of free gifts from our authors and amazing aligned partners. So everyone, thank you so much for your time and energy, and I send love out to you. So thank you all for being here.
Living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all